Back again to Jimmy Allen's Air Adventures. Upon completion of the first part of the gigantic night dogfight, the discovery is made that Harry Phelps, who is cordially hated by Nails Ballou, tough pilot and soldier of fortune, was Ballou's observer in number 14 P-38 during the Mammoth Sky Battle. Finally, all planes are back on the ground with the exception of Ballou and two of the P-51 Mustangs. After a short wait, which was filled with grave apprehension, Ballou came in and landed. He made the fateful announcement that Harry Phelps had fallen from the plane while it was on its back. As Ballou finished speaking, the oppressive silence was broken by the ringing voice of Roy Phelps, who said,
"You're a liar, Ballou. You murdered my father."
Listen, Phelps, none of that. It wasn't my fault your father fell out.
Ballou, everyone in this camp knows how you felt toward Harry Phelps. They know you've tried to get him before. Now, this sounds darn fishy to me. Frankly, I don't believe what you say about an accident.
Now, just a minute, Robertson. I've had just about enough of you and your meddling. Remember this. If you accuse me of murder and aren't able to prove it, I'll have you in jail for slander.
You aren't going to bluff me, Ballou. I'm not accusing you of murder, not yet. But if certain things aren't cleared up right away, I'm going to accuse you of murder. Now, in the first place, how did you happen to be flying number 14 when I assigned you to number 16?
That's easy. After the pilots' meeting broke up, I went down the line and jumped into the cockpit of the first P-38 I came to. There were two other 38s on the other side, but there were pilots already in them. I didn't know I was in 14 until Harry Phelps came up and asked me what I was doing in his ship.
Just a minute now. Who flew number 16?
I did, Wallace. I thought you called my name off to fly 16.
I didn't do any such thing. Oh, you're one of Ballou's pilots, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, then what happened, Ballou?
I told Phelps some other pilot was in my ship and I'd fly 14. So he said okay.
That's a lie. My father wouldn't leave the ground with you and you know it.
Hold it now, Roy. That is a lie, Ballou, and we all know it. If Harry Phelps was riding as observer in the jump seat, why wasn't he visible when you took off?
He was bent over trying to keep warm. This night air is pretty cold, you know.
Later on, just before the dogfight started, Jimmy and I flew close to your plane. We didn't see anybody riding piggyback then.
He was there just the same. Probably still crouched down, trying to keep warm.
Now, just when did Harry Phelps fall out?
Just about the end of the dogfight. I was down right close to the clouds, trying to get away from an ME. I was doing a slow roll. While I was on my back, my canopy flew open and tore off, and he fell out. Probably forgot to fasten his safety belt.
There's another lie for you. Dad would never think of going up without fastening his safety belt.
Well, that's a thing very quickly proved. Just a second. Jim?
Right here, Speed.
About where would you say Phelps fell out, Ballou?
I'd say it was about 3 miles northeast of here, about at the base of those foothills over there.
Jim, you go get Flash. Tell him to get as many trucks and cars as he can with searchlights. Tell him to take as many men as he can and hustle out there right away.
Okay, Speed.
All right now, Ballou. Come over here to your ship. The rest of you boys come along. Here's a flashlight. Well, the greenhouse is sure torn off. I'll get up here and take a look. Well, Ballou, you're right about one thing. The safety belt is unfastened. We know one thing now. The belt didn't tear loose or break.
Just as I told you, Robertson.
Robertson. Oh, Robertson.
Now, there's Mr. Stewart. I want to talk to him alone about this. You boys all stay together here. And you, Ballou, be sure you don't leave this field.
I'll make sure that he doesn't speed.
Robertson, this is terrible.
Come over here, Mr. Stewart, will you, please?
Yes, certainly.
Well, I gather you've heard the news.
Yes, I just heard from one of the mechanics. It was Harry Phelps, I understand. It's terrible. Most unfortunate.
More than that, Mr. Stewart. Between the two of us, I think it was murder.
Great Scott, you don't mean it. I didn't suppose Ballou would go to such lengths.
No, for you remember that business of the bomb when Jim crashed into that hut instead of me?
Yes, but we have no direct proof against Ballou. And it doesn't seem to me that we have any here.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. I'm positive Ballou is responsible for Phelps' death. Just how he accomplished it, I don't know. We may find that out later when we locate the body. I've sent out searching parties for it.
Phelps was certainly wearing a parachute. Perhaps he deliberately jumped out to get away from Ballou.
Well, it's just a possibility. You're right, but I don't have much hope. The thing is, what are we going to do about it? I'm all for having Ballou arrested on suspicion in the hope that some definite proof against him will be uncovered. Oh, is that Sheriff out here?
Yes, he's up at the pilot's quarters. But here, Robertson, we still have some more sequences to film tonight, and I'm anxious to get them done while conditions are ideal. Let's go on with the flying, and by the time we're finished, they may have found Phelps. He might even be walking in from somewhere out in the hills right now.
Well, I guess that's the only thing to do. However, I don't want to have Baloo give us a slip.
I don't think he'll try to. That would be a sure admission of guilt on his part. And his only chance is to maintain it was an accident.
Yeah, you're right. I guess that's the best thing to do. All right, you fellas. Come on over here. Now, we still have some more flying to do tonight. Mr. Stewart's anxious to finish up all the night flying sequences necessary in the picture. Now, will you tell us what you want, Mr. Stewart?
What I require will not take very long. Jimmy Allen, doubling for the hero, is returning from a lone mission at night across the German lines. He and his observer are attacked by a formation of ME-109s. And although some Mustangs and P-47s come to his aid, his ship is shot down and crashes.
Okay, Mr. Stewart. Now, fellas, here's what we'll do. Baloo will lead the formation of 51s and 47s. Ramsey will have command of the Messerschmitts. I will go with Jimmy, riding behind him, piggyback in a 38. We'll rendezvous just as we did earlier in the evening, along the edge of those clouds, say in about 25 minutes. Is that satisfactory, Mr. Stewart?
Quite. I'll be there in the camera ship.
All right, boys. Get to your ships and give us a good show.
Don't worry about that. We've always put one on before, haven't we?
We will do our best. Oh, Baloo, I've been trying to remember where I've seen you before. One night during the war, on the flying field, just like this, you were dressed in a leather flying jacket, just as you are now. You had on a helmet, and the goggles were pulled up over your eyes. Do you remember that, Baloo? I believe it was the Nazi field at Nauslin.
You good for nothing, Limey. Didn't I tell you I'd never seen you before? You're crazy. That's what's the matter with you. Well, come on, fellas, if we're going to get that flying done.
Listen, speed him, Mr. Stewart. You're not going to let Baloo get away with killing my father, are you? Why don't you do something about it? Why don't you have him arrested?
Oh, we haven't any proof yet, Roy. We don't even know yet that your father's... Well, that anything's happened to him. He may be safe and sound and walking back to the field now.
Yes, yes. Robertson is right. But I can tell you this. There's a sheriff on the field now. When the flying is over tonight, Baloo will be put under arrest on another charge. Then, if we discover any proof that he's committed any other crime, the charge will be changed. But at least we will have him in custody.
Baloo killed my father. Both of you know it. Everybody on this field knows it. He's not going to get away with it. I tell you, he's not. I won't let him.
Now, take it easy now, Roy. If he did anything to your father, we'll get him. I'll promise you that. Now, listen. Do you want to go out with those who are searching for your father, or do you want to fly?
No, I don't want to go out looking for my father. I know perfectly well what they'll find. I couldn't stand it.
Now, come on. Come on now, Roy. Take it easy. Sure, you can fly. We're short of pilots as it is. It'll probably be good for you anyway. It'll take your mind off this business.
Of course, Robertson. Let the boy fly. I shall be only too happy to have him in my formation.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. I want to go with Ramsey. I want to fly one of those MEs. I want to fight against the 47s and the 51s. And I'll put on the best show you've ever seen. One that'll have everything you ever saw in the ETO stopped a million miles.
Okay, Roy, but watch yourself now.
Don't worry about me, Speed. I'll take care of myself, all right? And don't forget this. You'll see the best show you ever saw in your life.
All right, boys. Okay, we better be going. Oh, where's Jim? Has he come back yet?
Here he comes now.
Oh, is that you, Jim?
Yes, it is, Speed.
Did you get Flash and these men started?
Yes, I did. They're getting on their way right now.
Oh, good. All right, boys, we better get to our ships.
Just a moment, gentlemen, please. I have something very important to tell you.
Well, you better hurry, Reggie, because we got to get in the air right away.
It's quite imperative that I tell you this now. I've been doing some thinking. Harry Phelps was right. This Baloo is an extremely dangerous man. Each one of us must be very careful.
What in the world are you getting at, Reggie? What's happened?
You will remember I was sure I had seen Baloo before.
Oh, yes, I know, Ramsey. And from what you said to Baloo, I gathered you'd finally remembered where you'd seen him. And so many things have happened tonight, I didn't pay much attention to what you said. Oh, but you certainly couldn't have seen him at a German field. Oh, say, wait a minute. Remember, Jim, what Sandy Carson told us?
And what was that, if I may ask?
Baloo was a spy for the United States during the war. He flew a number of missions into Germany. So, after all, you may have seen him on a German field. How he could have gotten away with being that bold, I don't know.
Very well, Robertson, I shall tell you how he did it. Baloo may have been a spy for America, but he was also a spy for Germany.
What? Why, are you sure, Reggie?
I'm quite certain. I told you that I'd been shot down over Germany. It was there that I saw Baloo. One night on the field at Nauslin, as I was being taken to Leipzig for interrogation, he was standing beside a German plane, speaking in German with several high-ranking Nazi officers. My captor informed me that he was a Nazi spy.
The dirty skunk. Sounds just like him.
A double-crosser accepting money from both countries for being a spy.
Yeah, there's nothing lower in the world than that.
Now I understand the whole thing. Dad knew about Baloo, and that's why Baloo hated him so.
My great Scott, Roy, you're right. Baloo knew that if your dad ever opened his mouth, he'd be ruined. But somehow or other, he managed to keep your father afraid of him.
And that is not all, gentlemen. I am sure this Baloo knew that I recognized him tonight. And he will know, I shall tell you fellows. Any man who possesses this knowledge is Baloo's mortal enemy, just like Harry Phelps.
Yeah, you're right, Reggie. Baloo will be out to wipe us from the face of the earth if he possibly can. We've got to be on guard in this next air battle as we've never been on guard before in our lives.
Is Reginald Ramsey right? Does Baloo realize his secret is known? Don't miss the sensational air battle in the next air adventure of Jimmy Allen.